It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And we're awaiting people to prove that I'm not crazy for thinking that sometimes you put your pants on and there's a pair of panties that's stung.
It does sting.
Stuck to your jeans. And then you're walking around.
Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear.
Stuck to you like a little magnet.
Wow.
7-9 Coast. Well, the topic was, you know, when you have something in your teeth or something that's, or like in the case we heard of a couple minutes ago, your dress was tucked into your underwear. I'm trying to say underwear instead of panties.
Oh, thank you.
And you're walking through the Rite Aid and you don't realize until you've already walked through the Rite Aid for 10 minutes. Just those moments when it's like, hey, can you help me out?
Right.
Like, can someone say something, you know? Go ahead, Christina.
Okay, static electricity, the undies.
Thank you.
Well done.
To my husband's sweatshirt on his back, and we went to work together.
Oh, my God.
And then they fell off his back, and they're laying on the floor, and he thought I had taken off my panties.
He was ready. He was like, wow. Okay, babe.
Wait a minute. Did you say you work together?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is why they have policies against husbands and wives working together.
Yeah. You watch that movie?
You just got panties on the floor.
Yeah.
Wow. That is really
panties
funny.
Panties on the ground.
Looking like a fool.
So he really thought you just took your underwear off at the office? Are there other people there?
Well, it's on the boat.
On the boat?
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do?
We fish together.
You fish?
That's awesome.
Oh, so he was getting all like, he was like, ooh,
he
hello.
Rock the boat a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, rock the boat. Good one, Ty. That's good. Yeah, let's go fishing if you know what I'm
saying. Rock the boat. Yeah. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't
yeah, my baby loves to fish. Uh-huh. Where's that?
My
there
baby loves to fish. You want to do it all the time early.
Bring that rod over here, honey.
Oh, my God.
Man. Let's start casting. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye, Christina. Rachel, someone really should have told you there was something. Or are you calling to defend me about the static cling panties?
I'm calling to defend you on that. Somebody did not. It was actually happened to my boyfriend. Who,
thank you.
is a FedEx driver. And I have a daughter who a few years ago was wearing, her panties had, the Disney princesses and stuff. And a pair of her underwear got stuck to the Velcro on his uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
He went to work and found out a few stops in that a pair of little girls' underwear was stuck to his FedEx uniform.
Wow, that's even worse.
That's bad.
That is, And you know there were a couple of people who didn't say anything because they were just totally creeped out.
Yeah, terrified.
Yeah.
Now I separate the laundry.
Yeah, that's wise.
That's funny.
That is a wise idea. By the way, speaking of the kids' clothes, do you also have a problem with missing socks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm awful. Convinced my dryer eats them.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't know where
they go.
Not
the adult socks.
No.
Those seem to be fine.
No.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I order socks like once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. All right. Well, I really appreciate you backing me up.
All right. Have
Even
nice
though
day,
the
guys.
Story's a little creepy, but, you know, I still appreciate the evidence. Okay?
All righty. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Matt wants to chime in too. Matt, don't hang up. Hi, Sadie.
Hi.
Not too far off. Clingy panties.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and nobody at work told me. I had somebody that I take care of pull them off of me.
That's
like
a statement,
right? Like a client?
Yes, and all I'm saying is thank God they were clean because I have all boys.
So it was one of your kids' underwear.
Yes, one of my kids' underwear.
Oh, man. And it was on the back of your pants or your sweater or what?
I had taken all of my clothes directly out of the dryer, and I put a sweater on real quick over my shirt, and they were on the outside of my shirt.
How many hours into the workday?
Like four.
Wow, and not
okay,
one
your coworkers suck.
Man. man.
Okay.
It was after lunch.
You go to work and you say you all suck. Blake, Kelly, and Todd say so.
Let's see how long she lasts.
I'm pulling in now. I will let them know.
You let them know. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, all right. And the next time your underwear is stuck to your clothes, guess who's not telling you? Sadie.
That's right.
That's right. All right, Sadie, have a good morning.
You too.
Okay, let me get Matt. Matt!
Yeah?
Again, more backup on the Clingy Panties. By the way, Clingy Panties, one of my favorite bands in college. Okay,
not,
Matt.
Not mine.
Go ahead, Matt.
Right. Yeah, it was my own pair of underwear. I was on my way to work.
Your own underwear.
All at the bottom of my pant, like at my ankle.
Uh-oh. Yeah, see, balled up and because of that static cling. See, this is why you got to put those little dryer sheets in there. Prevent embarrassing.
I'm allergic to dry sheets, so.
Oh, you are.
That's, little fun fact.
Very,
about Matt.
Very sensitive, aren't you?
Heard of anybody like that?
Well, it's probably like it because of the fragrance or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You could probably get the fragrance-free ones.
Well.
Sorry. What am I? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Like doing a commercial for dryer
sheets. I'm just letting you ride with it.
Yeah, we're brought to you this morning by Bounce.
Check your panties.
Thanks, Matt.
Welcome.
Bye bye.